This is GPB. I'm Leah Fleming.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine?
You are listening to the theme song of the beloved public television show, Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. For many people around the world, that tune is a flashback to a simpler time, perhaps even their childhood. Starting in 1968, Fred Rogers spent 3 decades teaching children that each of them is special in their own way. Tom Hanks stars as Mr. Rogers in a new film that debuts in theaters today, Won't You Be My Neighbor? It's a story about a special friendship that blossoms between a journalist on assignment and the beloved TV host. The movie is based on the real-life experience of Tom Juneau, who profiled Mr. Rogers for Esquire magazine in 1998. Juneau is a senior writer for ESPN these days. He lives in Marietta, and he's in studio with us right now this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Leah.
All right, so you have said before that you never would have profiled Mr. Rogers except for this assignment.
Right. At the time, I was basically generating most of my ideas, but this one came as an assignment for a special issue on American heroes that we were going to do at Esquire. And I did not necessarily accept the idea that Mr. Rogers, who I knew mostly through Eddie Murphy's parody on Saturday Night Live, I did not necessarily accept that this soft-spoken man, was an American hero. And so I got my education.
Yeah. What was that first meeting like?
I had called the offices in Pittsburgh, and they had given me Fred's number. So they had trusted me that far. And I called up Fred, and he said that, you know, I told him where I was. He says, well, Tom, you know, I'm right around the corner from you. He had an apartment on 56th Street in New York. And he goes, well, and you can come on over if you want, but I am wearing my robe and my slippers. I've been trying to take a nap. So I walk over there, and he opens the door, and there's Mr. Rogers in his robe and slippers. He had this amazing talent for sort of speaking to the child in you. And, you know, within, I don't know, 20 minutes, I'm talking about the bunny rabbit that I had, you know, back when I was, you know, 3 and 4 years old.
So I've seen the film. You hosted a screening.
Yeah.
The character that plays you isn't really playing you, but playing a character like you. Talk a little bit about that, because, you know, this is not exactly a true story of you and Mr. Rogers, but it is in a way.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And there's that fine line, that fine balance. I mean, there's a lot of differences. I was not estranged from my dad, even though my dad was a complicated man with whom I had a complicated relationship. But I did not get into a fist fight with him. Mm-hmm. He didn't leave me when my mother was dying. In fact, my mother, you know, outlasted him for, you know, 2 years. And she was very proud of that, I think, in her own in her own way. But the spirit of the friendship is very, very accurately portrayed. The movie's very true to that, true to the fact that Fred Rogers, you know, he saw something in me the way he saw something in a lot of people, and really worked hard to bring it out. And was doing that, I mean, from the moment I met him until my last conversation with him, which was 4 years later, right before he died, about 2 months before he died. And he was just always working on me to bring out the best in me from beginning to end.
As I saw in the film, as you're talking now, it feels like he was kind of a therapist in a way.
Well, really, when I saw the movie again last night, and I've seen the movie a few times, it really struck me about like how therapeutic it is. And I don't mean like therapeutic in that it makes you feel better. Mm-hmm. I mean therapeutic in that it takes you places and is intended to. So, and yeah, I mean, he had that. You know, he didn't just ask questions just ask questions. He wasn't making small talk. He wasn't filling space. He was asking questions to get answers. And he had that thing about him where you wanted to answer him. Well, you felt like you had to answer him.
So in your article, Can You Say Hero, you mentioned that Mr. Rogers always wanted people to remember that they were a child once. And you even modeled your article in some of the places as if you were writing to a child.
Right.
Why do you think that was so important to him?
I think it allowed him to open the door to anybody he met. I mean, whether he was talking to a child, whether he was talking to a CEO, whether he was talking to a middle-aged journalist going through some, you know, going through some troubled times, he had that ability to open the door in you by speaking to that inner child. It was, it was his superpower, you know? And so he could get anybody to talk to him and anybody to talk to him on this other level.
Yeah. What was that last conversation like before he passed away that you had with him? That's not in the movie.
Yeah. I called him on Christmas Eve in 2002. My cousin called me and he was angry at something I had done. And my wife happened to answer the phone and he took out his anger on her, and she was really, really upset and couldn't sleep that night. And the way that she finally was able to go to sleep was she asked herself, what would Mr. Rogers do? The next morning, I called Mr. Rogers to tell him that story. What he said to me was, you know, how like you, Tom, to call me on Christmas Day. How like you, Tom, to tell me that story. And, you know, I didn't know it then, but he was sick. And he was, in fact, dying, and he died, you know, 2 months later. So that was my last conversation with him. You know, but it was the thing about him. I mean, from the beginning to the end, you know, how like you was a way that he was trying to communicate to me that essentially that, you know, I had an inner goodness about me. And that's, I think, the thing that he tried to tell everybody. I think that he tried to tell every single one of his, you know, millions of viewers.
It's you I like. It's not the things you wear. It's not the way you do your hair, but it's you I like. The
way you are. Tom Juneau, you are a senior writer for ESPN, and you are the vision behind this film. And we are so grateful that you are here in Georgia and that you came by and spoke to us.
I'm grateful for you giving me a chance to talk about it.
Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood on PBS finished its decades-long run in 2000. But Fred Rogers returned briefly to reassure the country a year later after the September 11th terrorist attacks. Here's a little from one of those messages.
I know how tough it is some days to look with hope and confidence on the months and years ahead. I'm so grateful to you for helping the children in your life to know that you'll do everything you can to keep them safe and to help them express their feelings in ways that will bring healing in many different neighborhoods.
Won't You Be My Neighbor opens in theaters today. This is GPB.
It's you. It's you. I like.